This is a progress note on Irma Woodbury. Last name Woodbury, W-O-O-D-B-E-R-R-Y, Irma, E-A-R-M-A. Place was her private residence in Grand Blanc. Date was August 17, 2022. The paragraph says, Woodbury was seen regarding stroke history, diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease with history of MI, dementia, etc. New kind of history. Mrs. Woodbury is mainly bedbound with contractures and dependent on tube feeding, period. There was concern about a spot on the left great toe, and there was an area of an ulcer on the plantar surface below the left first toe, period. There's no pain, and it's mostly granular, and it began with a blister after it came from the hospital, but it worsened, and now it's significantly larger, about 2 to 3 centimeters in diameter, period. There's some pain there, period. Tylenol does help, but not quite enough, period. New paragraph, she has had multiple strokes, infection contractures of all limbs, period. Now she's totally on tube feeding due to dysphagia, period. She's completely aphasic, period. She has a tracheostomy, as she's had hospitalizations for respiratory failure, period. Her secretions are mostly controlled with a scopolamine patch, but there's still a little bit there that every once in a while acts up, period. She's had no recent seizures, period. She has had status epilepticus, and that's what caused her last hospitalization a couple months ago, but she's been doing fairly well in that standpoint, period. Otherwise, there's no evidence of chest pain or dyspnea or vomiting or bleeding, period. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed and not ill-appearing, but extremely debilitated. Blood pressure 122 over 64, pulse 78, temperature 97, O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck exam. Oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. The eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, period. She cannot follow commands. I could not get her to move her pupils, and they do seem to slightly dilate to the right, period. However, she did not move them to my commands. Neck was supple without nose. Lungs were clear to auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal as one as two. No gout, no murmur, no edema. Fetal pulses are palpable. Musculoskeletal, she has severe flexion contractions of her knees and elbows, period. There's no cyanosis, period. There's no acute joint inflammation. Neurologic, I couldn't assess her formally, and she's complete aphasia. And also doesn't seem to be able to understand anything anyone says, period. New paragraph. Skin has the lesion on the plantar surface, just on the ball of the feet, just slightly proximal to the first toe, and it's red and firm, and it's about 3 centimeters in diameter, period. They're using med honey, and they seem to be doing a good job, period. New paragraph assessment of plant. One, she has the plantar ulcer, and I will continue med honey with nonstick dressing and renew it, period. Home care, prune care was ordered, and I anticipate they may stay briefly and help, period. Two, she has diabetes mellitus. Sugars are okay in the 120s and 130s. I'll continue metformin. Milligrams daily. Three, she has history of stroke with severe debility and is on aspirin 81 milligrams daily and atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Five, she has seizure history and I will continue Vimpat 200 milligrams twice a day, plus Keppra, 1,500 milligrams twice a day, plus Lantan, 100 milligrams every 8 hours by liquid, period. She's totally on tube feeding, period. She seems stable from the standpoint of coronary disease and gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. She is making secretions, and I will add Levsin, 0.4 milligrams sublingually, up to 3 times a day, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.